Hello, true believers, and welcome to Dexcelsior Hot Takes. It's time for some Miss Marvel hot takes. We have all watched the stream for Miss Marvel that premiered today, and I personally liked what I saw, but I'm not alone. I am joined by Sam. What's up, Sam?
I never knew how excited I'd be over big hands.
Well then, Ben's here too. What's up, Ben?
Oh, I think I might have found a new favorite hero.
Oh, wow, that's some high praise. Carlos, yeah. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, and I definitely know that Kamala can.
Ooh.
Oh!
Matt could not be with us tonight, but that's okay. We're just short little hot takes on Miss Marvel. I know I'm going to get that confused. I just know I'm going to. That's going to happen again tonight. So let's just do our quick rundown. What did you guys think of the stream? Just in general.
I loved it.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't watched it? Oh, Carlos, you made me a liar. I said we'd watched it. Ah.
I thought it was very, I don't want to say I liked the format of this one better than the last one. I felt like they were more prepared with the cards, like, there and ready. And both of them were reading them. I kind of liked that. And I felt like they spoiled more.
They did spoil a lot. I felt like they spoiled a whole lot.
I mean, a lot of the cards make sense to be spoiled as, but, you know, I'm not complaining. More is better.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any info in the stream that is not, that you don't gain by just looking at the spoiled cards?
I'm trying to think.
They talked about, they did a tiny tidbit of a Thor spoil.
Oh, did they? I didn't watch that far.
They also did a spoil of Wrecking Crew, too.
Yes, I did watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Four villains at once, and then the Thor was that he's going to have his hammer and he can throw it. That was the little tidbit they gave. Also, just like some like design choices and just like it's nice that the lead designer for this hero, or well, as he said, like they have certain designers take certain heroes or like almost take charge. Just talk about what he was thinking of when he was doing it.
Yeah, there was a really good Q&A session after they did the main card spoils. They took a lot of questions and gave some really good answers. So I would definitely encourage, we'll post a link in the video description, or the podcast description, to the video. We'll also post a link to the article so you can read that, because there's some good stuff that's spoiled in the article that is not spoiled in the video. So definitely go give it a watch if you haven't already. It's worth it.
The only thing they didn't answer was a release date.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't surprised that they're not going to release that. And they didn't, like, some people were posting questions about, you know, stuff that's coming in the future. And I'd love to know that stuff, but I mean, that's kind of a given. But they can't talk about stuff that they haven't officially announced. It's just, they just can't do that.
They did say in the chat that nothing is officially off limits, so nothing is absolutely 100% off limits.
That's true.
So they theoretically could print any hero.
Yeah.
So well, that's something.
Let's turn this back to our Miss Marvel. So just give us your overall, before we dive into a few of the cards, we're not going to go through all of them tonight because we want to save some for when she actually releases, but just give overall impressions of Miss Marvel, starting with Sam.
I didn't think I would love this hero as much as I do, and it was definitely not the direction or stat line I thought she was going to go. Like, I thought she would have, like, maybe 3 defense and 2 thwart. I thought that would be a nice stat line, and then they go up, and this is 1-1-1. But then I realized, like, through her ability, you're not going to want to use her stats anyway. You're going to want to exhaust her for to bring the events back, and some of those events can get really good with her cards, and I feel like she's so synergistic with her own cards, and she can search them up with Kamala. I don't know.
Yeah, there's been some discussion on that stat line, the 1-1-1-1. It's, you know, it's by far the weakest stat line we've seen. Well, I say by far, it's one less than the average, which is generally 2, it seems. But I'm kind of with y'all, like, her ability means you don't really want to use her stat. She's really just going to be an event cycling machine, is what it seems like. And it looks like the events we've seen so far are on the cheaper side. They're 2. which means you could potentially get them out for free with some of her, with one of her personas in a helicarrier. You could get some events out for free, and then you know what? If you've got the cards, you can just play them again. So she's gonna cycle those events like crazy.
She wants those resource cards.
Yeah.
To really make sure she gets to keep.
Yeah, because you're just, and that's the exciting thing I think about this hero is you. The more events that come out, the more variety you're going to have in Ms. Marvel decks. Because you could just try, okay, what if I go this aspect and put these events in? Or put this combination of events in? Or this one in? You know, and you can do that with any of the aspects. And so the more that comes out, the more interesting her decks become, which I think is very exciting. Ben, what were your overall just impressions of Ms. Marvel?
Yeah, like you said, I'm most excited about, like, the diversity, like... Oh man, it's just it. She's very. It strikes me as being very powerful and very interesting to play. So I'm really excited to, you know, start building some Ms. Marvel decks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's my main thought. Like, yeah.
What do you think, Carlos?
I don't know about her power level, and I don't care because I think this is the coolest hero they printed in terms of mechanic. And I think she's going to be a cooler Iron Man. And I really like how, on the one hand, you're like setting up, but on the other hand, you're like playing multiple events. She might make Tenacity a good card. which is just like
gasp,
blowing my mind.
That's a good point.
That has that wants to be switching over alter ego hero side constantly because you got to do a lot of planning how you're going to do it, which cards are you going to play, order is going to matter a lot, planning out your turns is going to matter a lot, and more importantly, and what I think makes this the coolest hero they've done to this point, is that I think she's going to be one of those heroes that keeps changing depending on the cards they get printed. Uh-huh. Like you get something like Iron Man and you're just going to get a better Iron Man deck. You're not going to get a different Iron Man deck. If you get better Justice cards, if you get better Aggression cards, it's going to be better, but not different. With Kamala or Ms. Marvel, her ability means that when you get a weird, strange event printed later in the game and you're going to use it twice, you're looking probably at a whole different strategy than what you ever done before with her. So I really like that how they got that change in her, like in that theme of her changing into that fact.
That is a thematic home run.
Something like shrink and potentially embiggen, we don't actually know if that's confirmed, but shrink, that makes, all right, like for justice, if you paid the mental resource, 2 cost for 6 remove threat, and you can put it back in your hand.
Yep.
Well, why don't we go ahead? We've been beating around the bush. Let's go ahead. Let's read her card first. Let's go ahead and get. Let's have. Ben, why don't you go ahead and read her alter ego since that's the one you start in?
All right. Okay. So we have Kamala Khan. She has 5 recover. She has a hand size of 6, only 10 hit points, which is pretty low. But 5 recover is pretty high. She has the Inhuman trait, which I believe is the first Inhuman we've seen.
I think it is.
Yeah. And her ability is Teen Spirit. Action. Discard cards from the top of your deck until you discard a Ms. Marvel card. Then add that card to your hand. Limit once per round. So,
good setup
like
ability.
Targeted draw. It's like... It's interesting because it's... probably better than draw a card because usually your hero cards are your best cards in your deck, so those are the cards you want to be drawing early. So yeah, you might discard a bunch of cards from your deck and it might make you cycle your deck faster, but you're gonna get a good card out of it.
Yeah,
like guaranteed.
You're gonna be really happy when it's the first card you discard. Sweet.
Or not, because you have recursion.
That's true. There is some recursion, yeah. So maybe you don't want to. Maybe that's actually a good thing. You know, you're fueling your discard pile.
Yeah, but if you're searching for a specific card, like one of her cards, because all her cards seem pretty good so far, that's a real good way to just get through the fluff of what you don't need yet to get to that card you want. I don't see the discarding as much of a downside until you realize that later in the game it's going to cycle through your deck a lot quicker. If you're just searching for one card, it might be the last card in your deck. If you've already been through most of your deck and maybe she only has one of her cards left.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I can see that complaint, but I really like that ability.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it's strong. Also, she has 5 recover, which is huge.
She can recover half her health in just one recover. That's pretty big.
She's got that's the highest recover we've seen. We always saw it on She-Hulk's alter ego.
Yep.
I think the recover, honestly, while it's great that it's 5, I really hate to have to recover with her because that means I'm not going to get to use her ability that turn unless I have a readying. Like Tenacity, which actually Tenacity wouldn't be that bad in her deck.
No.
I agree with Carlos. That's
pretty cool that already, like, one of the worst cards that we all hate is becoming, you know, maybe
a little
viable.
Bit better.
It wasn't my worst card, and it's I don't consider it my worst card anymore because I just want to play her with her. Like, it's so important with her because the way that you think about it, you're not paying 2 resource or 3 resource to play another, just any event. You're doing to play it the event that you want to and that you really need to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep playing the same event over and over.
Yeah, you can play the same event like 3 or plus times in a turn, potentially. You keep writing her.
Yep. Well,
building her deck is going to be interesting. That's all I'm going to say. You get so many choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been worried in this game how many real choices are we really going to have with only 25 to maybe 35 cards to choose for. But you have a hero first. There is an argument to be made to make a bigger deck for her. And then you have this big setup that you're trying to do. You're trying to get your Avengers Mansion, your Helicarrier, all her supports, which are actually most of them help you with resource generation. So, I mean, this is going to be an interesting hero. I'm going to say it one last time.
Well, let me read her hero side, and that is Miss Marvel. She is a hand size of 5, hit points of 10. She is, it's a little blurry for me, champion Inhuman. Am I reading that right?
Yep.
Her stat lines are 1 thwart, 1 attack, and 1 defense. And her ability is Morphogenetics. Response, after you play an attack, thwart or defense event, exhaust Miss Marvel to return that event to your hand. Note that that is not just once per round or anything. As many times as you can ready her and play an event, you can get that event right back, which is really, really powerful because there's some great events in this game. For Justice, what's the one that gives
question, you... Do we know her hand size?
Her hand size is 5 as Miss Marvel.
Right.
6 as Kamala Khan. So it's kind of the standard heroes and alter ego hand size.
I wish it was 6 in hero. That would just
well,
be so good.
There's
so bonkers.
There's a persona that will help you get a bigger hand size. But we will save that one when she actually releases. We'll review that one. But there are ways to help with that.
Also interesting, is she our first non-Avenger hero?
She is our first non-Avenger hero. That's right. She's an Inhuman, which is kind of cool.
Dang, I would love to Avengers Assemble with her.
Oh my god!
She's an Avenger. If someone else plays that, what do you call it? Garon,
that goes on an ally.
Yeah, I think Honorary Avenger only goes
I
on.
I thought it goes on a character.
No, it goes on characters.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh. Oh wait, but you can't. The problem is if you can't put it in her deck because then she can't play it on herself.
Right.
You know, I would make a leadership Miss Marvel deck that would be revolved around.
We've already seen the power of 2 leadership decks. So,
Carlos, why don't you go through Sneak By?
Sneak By is a 2-cost event. It is skill thwart, hero action thwart, remove 3 threat from a scheme.
Nice. So it's, what's the call? It's 4 justice. Doesn't have the kicker of 4 justice. But there's a way to make it better, which we should probably just go ahead and read. I'll take it. It's a 2-cost upgrade called Shrink, which is a condition and a superpower. Hero Interrupt, when you play a thwart event, exhaust shrink to increase the amount of threat that event removes by 2. So if you play this shrink and have this down, and then have a sneak by, you will remove 5 threat from a scheme, which is pretty great.
It's so good. And so then you can put it back in your hand.
And do it again if you have the resources.
So with sneak by, with 4 resources, in any aspect, you can take 10 threat of a scheme in a turn.
Yes.
Yep.
No,
8. 8 threat. Because no, eight. You only shrink one time.
Oh, you can only shrink one time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you do 8, which is still, oh no, only 8? Oh gosh, come on. This sucks.
I mean, more resources for 8 threat is, that's pretty solid. Yeah,
that get rid of most site scheme in a turn in a 4-player game.
Yes. Yep.
That's going to get rid of Doomsday Chair.
Also,
ooh, it sure will.
Count.
Shrink is not unique, so there could potentially be 2 of them in your deck or something.
I would be surprised, but that is true. I would be surprised if there's more than one shrink. I'm going to shrink, then I'm going to shrink again. I'm starting to go subatomic.
How safe a bet is that Embiggen is the same thing, but for damage?
I think that's exactly what
I
it's going to be.
That's very likely.
I would assume so.
I think Embiggen's probably going to do the same. It may do the same thing. It may do something interesting, but it would be pretty cool if it's just the same thing, like for attack, and that would make big hands just bonkers.
Yeah,
I love big hands.
Well, you know, you love that card so much, Sam. Why don't you go ahead and read big hands?
All right, big hands, 2 cost event with the physical resource icon, attack superpower hero action attack, deal 4 damage to an enemy. So that's 2 for 4. And if we get in Biggin, which would do if it did the same thing as Shrink, that's 2 for 6, and you can pull it back and play it again, and that's 4 for 10. So...
I love it. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
still not better than Supersonic Punch.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here, Iron Man. We've got big hands.
It's not better. It's different.
Well, no, because Supersonic Punch, you have to pay 3 to get the 8 because you have to make it aerial. This one, you'd be paying 2 for 6.
Or 4 for
better than
4 for 10,
which is better than 3 for 8.
The art on this one makes me think of the Pokemon Haunter for some reason.
It
the
does.
Way she has her hands, oh, and I love the big hands yeah. like that. But anyway, this is a great card. It's so good, and I love the theme of this.
I love the flavor text too. This hand thing is getting out of hand. I'm not saying this is like the best card, but this is just my favorite card. It's lovely. This fire card is fantastic.
I have big hands. I'm gonna smack you with them. Smack you. Get over here. I'm gonna smack you with my big hands.
So even though we're not gonna read them all, I think we should discuss her 3 supports.
Yes, she's going to have 3 supports that are going to basically help her out in many different ways that honestly she's going to need help with. She has 1 support that's going to reduce the cost of the next card you play by 1. She has 1 that will help you, let's see, where it is. Yes, Amar Khan, he's going to help you with card recursion, putting cards on the bottom of your deck and then drawing a card. And then,
that's great.
Do we just want to read because... Bruno Corelli? We can go ahead. We can read one of them. Carlos, why don't you read Bruno Corelli?
Bruno Corelli, actually my favorite of the 3.
Well, there you go.
Alter Ego action. Exhaust Bruno Corelli. Attach 1 card from your hand face down here. Action. Exhaust Bruno Corelli. Add up to 3 cards attached here to your hand. Thinking of the future.
Yes. It's really a cool persona because it has, I like that it has an alter ego thing and then the action you can do in any form. So more than likely you're doing that in hero form though.
That's why I like it because the other ones you're forced to use their ability in alter ego. In this one, you're just using that setup ability with what you want is that action, which is great for 1, saving those costly cards that you don't want to play, but you don't want to discard, that you know you're going to need at some point, but this is not the point of playing, and you don't want it in your hand, basically giving you a -1 draw at the end of the round. So if you put it here, you can just use it when you need. And yes. It also makes sure that you can also do that with resources to plan out big turns.
Oh,
so
man, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
This makes tenacity even better because, like, at the beginning of the game, if you play, like, a couple of tenacities and then you save those, like, energy resource cards under Bruno Corelli, then you're going to have this turn where you can go and use the same event 2, 3, 4 times, which is just going to be amazing. This is how you win the game when you're playing solo with her.
Mm-hmm. You save up money and then have a monster turn all at once.
One thing I like to note is that here is great because you, when you're placing the cards from your discard pile in the bottom of your deck, you're setting up your last hand from that deck, and it could be like an insanely good. You can put together an insanely good hand with just a little plan with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Combined with Bruno, you're just planning. This is there's something like I'm not saying that it's a thematic miss, but this level of planning is something that I would expect it from one of the more intellectual heroes of the Marvel universe. Because this is the hero out of all the ones that we've seen that you're forced to think more like 2, 3, even 4 turns ahead.
Well, the theme of this one is that the personas are all helping her. Like, her whole thing is, like, she has a lot of friends and family who help her be who she is. And, like, that's the whole significance of what these are. Like, and why a lot of them are alter ego actions is because they're helping Kamala.
I love it. Like, I just love that they've captured that theme in this. It's just great. Man, you can tell these designers are just on their A game with this one.
Can we talk about Thomas Edison real quick?
Oh my gosh!
This is the wackiest
so ridiculous. Thomas Edison is her nemesis, but it is not the Thomas Edison you think, dear listeners. It is a parakeet with robotic arms. A cockatoo. Sorry, not a parakeet. It's a bird. Although he says he's not a bird, he's a bird.
I like his the fact that he has 3 scheme. That's the first I think nemesis we have with a big. I think it's kind of cool because you want to spend a lot of your time in Kamala as well as Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And he cannot take damage while you are engaged with another minion, which is his kind of special thing. 3 scheme, 1 attack, 3 health. And I think that's so funny. It's just, I'm going to be so happy when I see him come out. I'm not even going to be sad. If Shadow of the Past comes out when I'm playing Miss Marvel, I'm just going to be like, no, please, let it go. Please. No Spider-Man, no cancel it.
Reading Ms. Marvel comics up until he gets captured. I mean, they might be good afterwards, but I haven't read afterwards. But up until his capture, they were really, really fun.
Well, they
I
also
don't like his ability.
Do what?
I think it's like I think his passive effect isn't really going to trigger that much. Maybe an Ultron. Oh, that would suck in Ultron. But like in every
never
other,
going away.
And like in every other like scenario at the moment, I'm not that worried about a minion showing up. Maybe Claw, but like even still.
Let's so they also spoiled that she is going to come with a protection deck. So most of her cards will be in the protection aspect. And let's go ahead and just read one of those cards they spoiled. Ben, you haven't read anything a little bit. Why don't you go ahead and read Tackle?
All right, Tackle. It's a 3 cost protection event. It's an attack. Hero action attack. Stun an enemy. If you paid for this card using a physical resource, deal 3 damage to that enemy. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's...
I compare it to like Mockingbird right away because she's a 3 cost for a stun, but you get this ally, and this is 3 cost for a stun, but you also, but you know. Deal 3 damage if you use physical.
Yeah.
The important thing about Tackle is that it's non-unique. And you can have 3 of your deck, and you can plan with her.
Also, like, doesn't take an ally slot, because that's kind of the problem with Mockingbird sometimes, that if you already have 3 allies out, you're like, well, this is awkward.
Also, it works with her. She can pull it back in if Embiggen does what we think it does.
Yes.
It would stun and do 5.
In solo, you can just stunlock the villain until they draw like an assault or something.
Yeah, this definitely has the plus with Miss Marvel that it is an event. So that's the all-important tag. It's the event with Ms. Marvel.
I think this pack is going to make protection solo, like, really good solo protection. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a good solo protection set of cards after this pack.
Tackle for me fixes protection. This is the card that I wanted in protection.
Interesting. Just yeah, because it's a more proactive kind of thing?
It's a more proactive, and it allows you to plan, and it allows you to completely... Like, I felt that Justice can control the side schemes much better than Protection can control the villain right out of the core set. Tackle is the four Justice of Protection, because ooh, it allows you to plan. It allows you to say, you know, this is a card that I can hold on for one more turn, just that when I need it, I can stun like that villain. I can determine what's going to happen in the next couple of turns, and I can play, and I can, you know, with Kamala in this case, you can just do things the right way and just kill the villain at your own pace.
I never thought I'd say this, but I think we got a card for protection Captain Marvel tech in Nova.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And it doesn't exhaust him either.
Mm-hmm.
I think this pack might make protection Captain Marvel a real thing. Maybe.
Why do you guys think this makes
because
protection
Nova,
Captain Marvel so good? So good.
Nova for Captain Marvel, because it's spending an energy resource to deal 2 damage to it.
They're talking about Nova, which we will get to that one when we actually get the cards. We need to save some stuff.
And he just has an enemy, not the, which is cool too.
Yeah,
I think it's very normal.
Let's go down the horn. Final thoughts, Carlos. Final thoughts on Ms. Marvel.
I am very excited to play with her. Very, very excited.
Nice, Ben. What are your final thoughts?
I cannot wait. Oh my goodness, this is the pack I'm the most excited about so far.
Sam, what about you?
This is a great hero, a great set of cards so far, and I wish it was coming sooner.
I also think that this is going to be a very interesting hero to play. I think it's going to take some getting used to. I don't think you're going to be able to pick up right away and get all the intricacies of how you need to plan ahead and make sure you've got the cards you need. And so I think that she's going to take a little bit of getting used to, but I think she's going to be very powerful with somebody who really knows how to run her deck and knows how to build her deck really well. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the really good Ms. Marvel players. I'll give her a run. I mean, she's not my favorite because I just don't know a whole lot about the character, so maybe I just need to get more informed. But
this
I'm
one's
excited
gonna be
to
the
try
one
her
that
out.
Takes the most... Yeah, this one's going to be the one that takes the most time to...
Yeah.
I mean, unless some people might just naturally be gifted enough to be like, oh, I know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
For the general population, this will be the one that gives you the headache at first.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, listeners, for this listening in on this Hot Takes. Until next time, Excelsior! Onwards and upwards.